So let's review. After mentioning Gevi'ah ben Pasisa's answer to a heretic regarding Tchiyas HaMesim, the Gemara digresses with three incidents in which non-Jews brought claims against the Yidden before Alexandros Moikton, and Gevi'ah ben Pasisa refuted all their claims. Kishabo ben Afrika, Ladin in Yisrael, Lefne Alexandros Moikton, Amruloi Eretz Kanan Shalonahi. The people of Africa claimed that Eretz Yisrael belongs to them, and they brought proof from the Pasuk that states Eretz Kanan Ligvulisa. The Torah calls Eretz Yisrael Eretz Canaan, and they are the descendants of Canaan. Gevi'ah ben Pasisa, however, brought proof otherwise from the pasuk that states, "Bayema oru Canaan eved avadim yila echav." Noach cursed Canaan that he become a servant to his brothers. Therefore, eved shakan nachasim eved lami unachasim lami. Since Canaan became a servant of Shem, he and all his assets belong to his master Shem and to his descendants, the Yidden. When the Bnei Afrika heard this, Miyad Baruchu b'nichu sodesein kishen zirois v'karmein kishen atuois v'yisashon ha-shviyasayza. They quickly fled and abandoned their fully grown fields and vineyards, which was extremely beneficial to the Yidden because it was the year of Shemitah. Shul pamachas bo b'nei Mitzrayim lodin ha-misrol lefnei Alexandros Moikton. Amru loy tenu lonu kesev ezav shenetalta mimenu. The people of Egypt claim that the Yidden must return all the gold and silver that their ancestors borrowed from the Mitzrayim before they left Mitzrayim. And they brought proof from the pasuk that states, V'Hashem nosn eschenu am be'inei Mitzrayim e'yashilum. Gevi'ah ben Pasisa, however, brought proof otherwise from the pasuk that states, U'moisha b'nei Yisrael asher yeshu b'Mitzrayim shleishim shana v'arba me'yashana. The Yidden were slaves in Mitzrayim for 430 years. Therefore, tenu lonu schar avayda shal shishim ribui sheshibaditem b'Mitzrayim shleishim shana v'arba me'yashana. The Mitzrayim owed to the Yidden the pay of 600,000 workers who worked for 430 years. When the Bnei Mitzrayim heard this, the descendants of Yishmael and Avram Avinu's third wife Keturah claim that they are equal partners with the Yidden in the ownership of Eretz Yisrael because Eretz Yisrael belongs to all the descendants of Avram Avinu. Gevi'ah ben Pasisa, however, brought proof otherwise when the pasuk that states, "V'yidn Avram es kol asher loy liyitzchak, ulevnei hapilak shemashal Avram nosn Avram atanis." Avram assigned all his assets, which includes Eretz Yisrael, to his son Yitzchak, and he gave gifts to his remaining sons. The Gemara proceeds with four questions that the Roman Emperor Antoninus presented to Rebbe. It's discussed here because the answer to the first question is related to Tchiyas HaMesim. Amar le Antoninus le Rebbe, guf u'neshama, the body and the soul of a person can each acquit themselves from the judgment after death of a person's sins because each one can claim that the other caused the sins, since from the time they parted at death, neither of them continued to sin. Rebbe replied with a parable that shows, Hashem returns the soul to the body and he judges them together as when they were alive, as the pasuk states, Yukal Hashemayim me'al v'alorotz l'din aboy. Yukal Hashemayim me'al zu neshama v'alorotz l'din aboy zahaguf. Omle Antoninus l'Rebbe, Mnei ma'chamo yitze b'mizrach v'shakaz b'mayim. Why does the sun rise in the east and set in the west? Rebbe replied, Kidei litin shalom l'kayna. When the sun sets, it bows before the Shekhinah that rests in the west, as the pasuk states, Utzavah Hashemayim l'chom eshtachvim. V'amalei Antoninus l'Rebbe, Neshama me'imesai nitna ba'adam, v'shas pekido, v'shas yitzira. From what point does a person's soul enter his body? From the time of conception, or from the time the body is developed? At first, Rebbe attempted to say, v'shas yitzira. However, Antoninus proved otherwise that it is v'shas pekido, because efshar chaticha shal baso emedish leisha yom b'lei melech v'einim asar achas, if the tibur would remain without a neshama, it would become spoiled and not develop into a guf. And then Rebbe also brought proof that it is mishas pekida from the following pasuk, ufkudascha shamra ruchi. Vamalei Antoninus l'Rebbe, me'emes ha'yitzahar reshael ba'adam, mishas yitzira and mishas yitzia. For when does the evil inclination hold sway over a person? When his body is developed in the womb, or after the child is born? At first Rebbe attempted to say, mishas yitzira. However, Antoninus proved otherwise that it is mishas yitzia because emkein ba'id b'me'ima v'yitzi. If the Yitzhar would come while the child is in the womb, the child would push its way out. And then Rebbe also brought proof that it is Mishas Yitzia from the Pasuk La Pesach Chatas Reivitz. The Gemara resumes to cite Torah sources for Tchiyas HaMesim. The Pasuk states, Ani emes ve'achaya mechatzti van erpa. The Reisha alone infers two different people, Ani emes v'chaya, misa be'echad, v'chayim be'echad, k'derech sho'el naig. A person who is alive will die, and a person who is not yet born will be brought to life. David, the safest states, mechatzdi v'ani erpa. Ma mechitza v'refu be'echad, af misa v'chayim be'echad. Just like the ailment and remedy are to the same person, so to the misa and afterward, the tchiyah are to the same person, and mikan tshuva lo'imr in tchiyah samesa minatayra. Rava offers an additional explanation to the pasuk on the emes v'chaya mechatzdi v'ani erpa. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ma sheni memes ani mechaya. The person died with a blemish, Hashem will first bring him back to life, and afterward Hashem will heal him. Tanya Amir Meir, minayin l'tchiz ha-meisim in ha-tayra, because the Pasuk states, Oz yashir meisho b'nei yisus ha-shir ha-zis la-Hashem. Sharlein ema eli yashir. Mekan l'tchiz ha-meisim in ha-tayra, the word yashir is future tense to teach that after tchiz ha-meisim, Moshe Rabbeinu and the Yidden will recite the Shira. Shimon Levi says, "Minayin l'tchiz ha-meisim in ha-tayra," because the Pasuk states, Asher yeshir v'secha oida ha-luchasela. Helalucha leinem eli yeha l'lucha. The word Halalucha is in the future tense to teach that after Tchiyas HaMesim, the Yidden will praise Hashem, as Rabbi Shimon Levi says, one who praises Hashem in this world will merit to praise Hashem in the world to come. Rechi Bar Abba Amar Biyechanan says, Menayin L'Tchiyas HaMesim in HaTorah, because the Pasuk states, Kol Tzafayach Nasu Kol Yach Tabiranu B'Gaymer, Reninu Leinem El Yiraneinu. The word Yiranenu is in the future tense to teach that after Tchiyas HaMesim, the Yidden will praise Hashem. As Rabbi Bar Abba Amar Biyechanan says, Asidin kol anavim kulon oibim shir b'kol echad. In times to come, all the prophets will praise Hashem in unison because the Pasuk states, Kol tzafayach nasu kol yachta b'yiranenu.